The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is creative strategies to find and acquire off-market properties. But before we get started, I want to say, hey, how are you guys doing? How are things going out there in real estate investing land? I hope you guys are doing well and accomplishing your goals. I have been certainly working hard at trying to do the same thing that you guys are doing. It has been an adventure. There are times that can be a little bit challenging out there, and I'm going to share a little bit of that with you just for just a quick couple of moments here. I had mentioned on previous episodes I was on a two-week trip, 1 week in Memphis, 1 week in Indianapolis, visiting properties, trying to clean house, not literally, but in some cases I actually was, but really trying to get things in order. I was having some real difficult times with some turnarounds and some upgrades, mainly construction related or rehab related issues in both places. So I decided, hey, I'm going to go out there and see if I can make this thing go much smoother. So it meant getting rid of certain contractors and bringing in other ones. It even meant rolling up my own sleeves and doing some work as well. Everything from painting to woodworking or whatever I had to get these things going here. It was a good, productive trip. I think just by my being out there, I saved thousands of dollars, literally just by sort of streamlining and also doing a lot of the work myself or as much of the work as I could. I recruited some new people to work with me, more boots on the ground that will help me in managing the properties more effectively. I also had to tackle some big stuff, like had to fire a property manager, and that wasn't really fun, but it was certainly necessary. And I got to interview others, and I brought in some new property management. That helped me out. And I also got to look at some potential properties, which was fantastic. Also dealt with some tenant issues that the property managers weren't really doing very effectively. So it was a lot of work. And I'll tell you, one of the things is when you're an out-of-state investor, it can be great because your stuff is being handled and managed if you've got the right management in place. But when you don't, it can be sometimes a pain. So I did deal with those. I think I've got some good people in place, and we're moving forward. So overall, it was a good trip. I think well worth it. So let's move on to our topic today: creative strategies to find and acquire off-market properties. Well, most real estate markets in the U.S. right now, as many of you know, are considered to be pretty hot. The prices of properties, homes, apartments, whatever you're buying there is going up, and there's more demand than inventory. And this makes it more difficult for real estate investors to really find those good deals. I mean, this has been, last couple of years have been pretty intense and very difficult, very competitive. You just cannot find the deals you used to be able to find, you know, back in 2014, 15, right around there. So right now, as an investor in a hot housing market, okay, we've got to look at other ways to sort of find those good deals. And one of those is just strategically going after off-market properties, okay? And for those of you that aren't familiar with off-market property, I think most of you probably are, but basically it's property, land, house, commercial real estate, whatever, that's for sale, but it's not listed in the typical places, whether it's the multiple listing service, MLS, or whether it's on LoopNet, or any kind of public sort of funnel that people can go to get you know, properties. And so this means that, you know, it's something that's a little bit different and sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge, but actually I think it's kind of fun to try to find these properties. And the reason why somebody, for example, a seller would go off market are things such as maybe they have tenants and they don't want the tenants to know the place is being sold, because that can create, it's almost like a run on a bank sometimes. People are going, oh no, they're new ownership, they're going to up our rents, let's get out of here. And or you may have long-term people that have been there for years that just are going to freak out. So, you know, that's one of the reasons sometimes people don't want to deal with having agents and brokers necessarily and paying commissions. Maybe it's an embarrassing situation that somebody doesn't want, you know, to get the world to know about, whether it's a bankruptcy or divorce or loss of job that's causing them to sell their property. You have situations too where commercial brokers have what are called pocket listings. These are those off-market properties that they sort of release to their best clients, people they know are going to do a quick sale. They have a proven track record, so they go to them when they want to make a quick sale. Sometimes the person's going to pay a little bit more than they might if they listed it. But most of the time, you know, you get some kind of a deal in there. You know, a lot of times sellers just want to be discreet in their sale, you know, whether it's for tax purposes or whatever it may be. Maybe they, you know, they're going to do it off market to try to get more for the property. This strategy has been used as well. Or maybe there's something wrong with the property that it's just not going to be funded the way, you know, a bank's just not going to touch it because there are some major issues with the property. So, there's a long list of reasons why things are off market. As you're looking for these, you've got to kind of keep those reasons in mind because you're more than likely going to deal directly with the seller. Savvy investors, commercial brokers, and specialty real estate companies love to be able to get these properties if they can get their hands on them, but they're not always easy to find. Some of the benefits of buying an off-market property, I think, are pretty obvious to you, but one, it's you have a little bit more time when you find an off-market property. You know, sometimes when a hot, a property comes online and everybody's going for it, sometimes they're bidding the price higher than the asking price. It's, you got to move quickly. You don't have maybe the time that you would like to have for due diligence. So that can be a tough one. It's just the time with an off-market property. You do have more time to be able to really dig deeper and to find out more about that property. Just recently, the 61 unit that I mentioned to you guys, you know, if I didn't have the time to really dig in there, I wouldn't have found some of these deferred capital expenditures that ultimately ended up being the reason why we didn't purchase these properties. You also can stay ahead of the competition. You know, if you're looking for the off-market properties, there's definitely a way to sort of beat the folks that are, you know, maybe your biggest competitors for some of these properties. Negotiations can be more flexible, you know, dealing directly with the seller, or at least, you know, close to direct. Sometimes there may be a broker or an agent involved, but those kinds of things can, Yeah, they'll be a little bit more flexible. And especially if there's distress or some other issues with the property, more than likely able to get something like a master lease or seller financing so that you can get the property under control and then you can take it into more conventional financing. So those are some of the reasons why it's good to go after, or it's good to, you know, to acquire an off-market property. So let's kind of look at the how to find those real estate deals, those off-market properties. So how do you find those diamonds in the rough? What can you do in today's competitive environment? Now, there's a lot of different strategies that people use, but some of the common ones that people use is, let's say, direct mail. I'm sure you've heard of the yellow letter or yellow postcard type mailers that you just repeatedly mail to a key target audience. You can go to estate attorneys because somebody may have inherited a property and they just want to get rid of it. Divorce attorneys, relocation companies, local builders, okay, that happen to know about properties that didn't get finished. Other real estate investors, maybe they've got something they just want to get rid of. They don't really care to make a killing on it. They just want to get it off their portfolio. And then I mentioned the commercial brokers, the pocket listings, public records, great place to find bankruptcy, short sale opportunities. And then just people you know, as you get word of mouth around, that also is a great place to find these off-market properties. And then there's sort of the traditional type things like driving for dollars. You've heard about that. You go into the neighborhoods that you have sort of targeted already. You have your target market in mind, and you should have that in mind before you even pursue any kind of a off-market property, of course. But driving through neighborhoods, looking for that C-looking building in a B-class neighborhood. There you've got a great opportunity to go in there and do some light rehab and bring it up to B, and you've got that instant equity that's going to happen there. So, you know, it's those are kind of classic sort of BRRR type opportunities where you can go in there and you can rehab it, refinance it, do all those things to sell it and or to rent it out at a great rate. Then there's a variation, an online version of that called Google mapping for dollars, okay? And especially for us out-of-state investors, once we have our target markets down, we can go to a Google map, an overview of an actual, neighborhood that you're interested in, and just scan and look for those apartments or those properties that meet your criteria. And you can zoom in on it. You can, you can tilt it. You can look at it 3D. You can look at the front of the building, not just the top of it. You can circle around. You can see a lot of different things in there. And when you find these properties, start looking at them. And you can also see if that is a C-class apartment in a house in a B neighborhood, then you can click on it and then it'll give you the address. And you take the address and then you start doing searches, do a Google search on that address and see what kind of history you can find out about that property. What did it sell for before? Different specs on it and so forth. And then you can get even more detailed and take that address and start looking through county records and find out actually who owns the property. And there are techniques that you can go even deeper with skip tracing. Okay, so you get the name of the owner. Even if you get an LLC, you can dig deeper to find out who's the managing member is. And with this, you can find out an address for the person. With skip tracing, you can actually find a phone number. Sometimes there's guys that specialize in getting the cell phone number of individuals that own properties. And so you can actually give that person a call on their cell phone. So there are some unique ways to dig a little bit deeper. And then there's ways like putting an ad in Craigslist and, something with a headline, "Are you tired of tenants, toilets, and trash," and so forth. Facebook groups where you've got a lot of investors, also a good place to find. Seems to be also a handful of wholesalers that hide out there too in some of these groups. LoopNet expired listings. You can just do a search on Google and they'll give you a bunch of LoopNet properties. So these are multifamily properties or commercial properties that didn't sell. And you can go in there. Maybe the guy listed it for years and it never sold. You might be able to go in to an expired listing and negotiate. The guy might just say, I just want to get rid of it at this point. So that's, you know, those are some other good ways. And then there's the real estate websites, you know, everything that would give you access, for example, to MLS expired listings as well. You can contact real estate agents, and they know how to find off-market listings because they're always looking for new properties to sell. They know how to dig and knock on doors and discover new properties, look for abandoned properties, things, those types of things. You mentioned direct mail. There's real estate auctions that sell foreclosures, pre-foreclosures, short sales, bank-owned. There's a lot of off-market properties that go into real estate auctions. And then there's just the sort of the your local networking, you know, contacting other real estate investors, bankers, people that work with the real estate community that might be able to give you those leads. Real estate wholesalers, I mentioned them. For those that don't know what a wholesaler is, it's basically somebody who's doing what we're doing, you know, going right to the seller, and instead of going in and rehabbing a property and getting it up to where they want it, they just buy it as is, and they just actually don't even buy it. They basically just get it under contract and sell it to you, and then they have their markup. And you know, sometimes there's some good wholesalers out there. Sometimes they're worse than going on, you know, on the public listings. They're just charging ridiculous amounts, so they know they can get away with it in this kind of market. So you just have to find some folks that you trust. Builders and contractors. Contractors, also a good source. Public records, going in looking at, for example, evictions and things like that. You'll see a property that, you know, maybe this guy just had it. He's an out-of-state investor, and he's just had it. Maybe he's got health department notices and other things. He just wants to unload it. He's tired of it. Knocking on doors, just like the realtors I was mentioning earlier. So your focus is really on, trying to get, if you can, direct to seller. And when you're dealing with the seller, there's just a lot more opportunity there. And you can talk to them. You can explain, that you're an investor, you're not a real estate agent, and you're interested in buying their property. Of course, you're obviously interested in getting a good return on investment. So you need to see the books, the financials, and those types of things, but that you can work directly with them and save them the cost of having to deal with a realtor. So that's kind of just a brief overview. There's a lot more details exactly. How do you buy these step-by-step processes to buy direct from a home owner, or a seller of a property. We can get into that in other episodes here. So as you can see, off-market listings can offer a number of perks to investors, which is why they are really highly sought after. And due to their desirability, investors are questioning, how to find these investment opportunities. So before, the only way you could find an off-market property for sale was through word of mouth. And a lot of times it was a broker pocket listing. But now, however, these properties, they're gone. They're quick. And again, those pocket listings go to their prime clients. So some strategies, I have to be a little bit more creative, I think, if you really want to try to get those types of properties. So to ensure the best results, I just recommend, pursuing, one strategy at a time and see how it works for you. Test it, refine it, and keep moving forward. Maybe you can start expanding out into other types of strategies. That's it for today, guys. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes, so you can get a recap of all of the items I talked about. I'm also going to add some links in there we have a lot of shows and a lot of content on finding off-market properties, including 20 different ideas for how to find off-market properties. So you might want to check those links out. Well, until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.